Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for our featured segment. And whenever you hear the music in the background of Mr. Marvin Gaye asking the question, what's going on? Well, there is a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen. And this Saturday morning, we will be closing out our VP Kamala Harris run for President of the United States. This movement is a very historic movement. And ladies and gentlemen, the last time we saw anything like this is when former president, the then senator, Barack Hussein Obama, decided that he was going to run for president. We saw such a movement. And closing out this series with us this morning is no other than a veteran journalist. Yes, indeed, she's a woman. And how fitting it is for us to have Miss Felicia Passad closing out our Kamala Harris series, the historic movement of Kamala Harris run for the White House. Good morning, Felicia. How are you?
A very good morning to you, Rath Clement. Thank you so much for that introduction. I am very well, thank you.
As I welcome you this morning, Felicia Passad, we're seeing a movement like no other movement. And it's very important, Felicia Passad, because this election, it will go down in history, in you and I lifetime, as the most consequential election of our lifetime. Huh, Felicia?
Absolutely, absolutely. We are living history. I think, you know, when we have, grandkids and grandnieces and everything else, we're going to be telling them about this time, because this is completely unprecedented, obviously. Kamala Harris has not been, she never planned for this, I don't think, at least not now. She was trusted into this. And I think for 3 months, she has been phenomenal in terms of how she has managed this campaign and really done incredibly a job, as most women would say, multitasking and just taking control of the realms. And now we can hopefully see history being made on Tuesday. We can all hope, I think, because we have been living in a constant nightmare, I think, throughout this campaign. It feels like Halloween is on replay all the time.
You know, Felicia, I saw something very, very sad this week when the former president spoke about Liz Cheney and how she should be shot. I mean, how could you vote for something like that? How could you vote for someone like that, Felicia? Huh?
Well, that is exactly the question. And I think, Rath Clement, also the question is, how can any immigrant or person of color think of supporting this convicted felon and former president? He is unfit for everything. He should be completely in an asylum. And I have no idea how we're in this nightmare again. We had said goodbye to this in 2020. Mm-hmm. Now here we are again. Mm-hmm. This is just unbelievable to me that people can allow this. It has to be that he's tapping into some very dark souls in this country, where mm-hmm. people have just been festering in this darkness, and now they're sort of relating to this crassness, this crudeness, this sort of like someone put it yesterday, it's like we're in the WWF arena constantly. There was just always about violence, about fighting, about bringing women down, about calling women names, mm-hmm. And just taking us back to an era where we're in all our places, because that is exactly what this is about, is putting back people of color, immigrants, and women back in their so-called quote-unquote places as they were in the 1930s and 40s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, this is extremely sad. This is extremely sad because here it is. For the first time in the history of the United States, this is the United States of America. We have a standard bearer of a major political party who has been convicted on 34 felony counts, who have been convicted not once but twice of fondling women. This is the standard bearer of the GOP, the Republican Party, in the 2024 presidential election. A man who says he would love to be a dictator for a day. A man who says the first thing he's going to do if he wins is he's going to implement a mass deportation. A man who says he's going to change the game in the, he's going to change the rules in the middle of the game when it comes to U.S. birthright citizenship. A man who says he's going to denaturalize you and he's going to send you back to your country. This is the standard bearer of the Republican Party for president in 2024. Aren't we living in some serious and dangerous time, Felicia Pissard?
Oh, definitely. We have to make sure that this does not happen, because obviously, you know, this man wants to take us back to a time that harkens back to pre-civil rights era. And that is exactly what we have to prevent on Tuesday. I think the majority of Americans, I hope, feel that way and understand that. There is another segment that is, you know, they call them the people without the plumas, but I would just call them, frankly, dumb, because you have to be dumb to actually think that here is a man who claims, he says exactly what he's going to do. He's always been that way. He's done that. We've seen that throughout the 4 years that he was in office. This is not something that we haven't seen before. We have seen the confusion before, and for any immigrant, any Muslim, any person of color to say that they're going to support this person and vote against their own rights. Even Americans who are so-called, you know, born here, they are the ones who are going to be mostly impacted by this, because America, a day without immigrants alone, cannot stand. The economy cannot stand a day without immigrants. So the economists have already said that mass deportations is going to have incredible impact. If you think there is inflation now and they're voting against inflation and they're voting for the economy, then wait until you have mass deportations and see what will happen. The entire American economy is going to collapse. And that is a fact on numbers. It shows that. And so for them to actually think that this is going to be something good, I mean, they're going to be bawling in this country if that happens. Because the prices for everything is going to go up. The social security system is going to collapse because immigrants are paying into social security, oftentimes not getting anything back out of it. They're paying into Medicaid, oftentimes not getting anything out of it. And they're definitely not taking any jobs from Americans, because these are the same people who don't want to do the jobs that immigrants mostly do in this country. So immigrants are definitely the ones keeping this economy growing. We're also seeing the age in terms of the younger immigrants who are coming. That is what is also keeping the economy going, because mostly Americans who are of a certain age where they're aging out. And when you look at the forecast economically, that is also going to impact the country. So what Donald Trump is saying is absolute nonsense, but he's feeding a generation of people that they're not reading. They're getting all their information from TikTok, from social media, and they're believing every single thing that is out there. And this has become just the nastiest of elections that I have seen ever. And I have to also believe that there is also the racial component to it, because
indeed,
I haven't seen the attacks against Hillary Clinton as I have seen the attacks against Kamala Harris.
Yes.
This is the vice president of the United States, and you have an ad, a billboard ad in Ohio, where she is there on her knees performing a so-called sex act. I mean, this is just unprecedented.
It is.
I think if anyone has a conscience, they call themselves Christians and still think that this man is good for this country, I mean, something is really wrong with the soul of America. But you know what, Raslam? I'm hopeful. It was very ironic that Diwali also fell on the same day as Halloween. So here we have the Day of the Dead, and also a day where people say that Diwali is about, you know, good over evil, light over darkness. And so hopefully that is a sign from the universe that something good is going to come on Tuesday.
You know, Felicia, I want to go back to mass deportation, because it would cost the United States billions and billions of dollars. And I'm not talking $100 billion. I'm not talking $200 billion. I'm talking probably over $300 billion for Mr. Trump and his team to perform the mass deportation that they're talking about. Here is something that is also very, very ironic. he would now have to call out the military. And then every single state in the United States of America would become a police state. Think about all of this. What Stephen Miller, Donald Trump, and his team wants to do, it is almost unheard of. You're talking about ethnic cleansing. You're talking about ethnic cleansing. So be very careful, folks. Be very careful what you wish for, and be very careful what you vote for. This will not only affect one group of people. For Mr. Trump to have someone at his rally, yes, on this past Sunday, referring to Puerto Rico, the way they did refer to Puerto Rico, and then you have Hispanics who wants to vote, or Latinos, or however they want to class themselves or call themselves. You want to vote for this individual? Are you crazy? And then the fact, Felicia, that we're sitting on the shoulders of the likes of Shirley Chisholm. We're sitting on the shoulders of the Reverend Jesse Jackson. We're sitting on the shoulder of Barack Hussein Obama. We're also sitting on the shoulder of former New York's mayor, Mr. David Dinkins, who became the first black mayor of this major city in the United States, that have opened up doors for an individual such as the former district attorney, the former attorney general, the former U.S. senator, and the current vice president, a bona fide black woman who is the standard bearer of the Democratic Party for president of the United States in 2024, and we're not fully supporting her? Something gotta be wrong, folks. I am telling you, Martin Luther King warned about this many years ago. This coming Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, that franchise that you have to exercise and go out and vote, I am urging you to vote, and vote with your conscience. Because this election will be that election that determines where America goes from here. Huh, Felicia?
Yeah, definitely. And Rasmus, if you listen to what Donald Trump has said, he said this is the last time that we'll be voting. So that should tell you a whole lot mm-hmm. of what is to come, because he wants to install himself there as Putin and Kim Jong-un mm-hmm. and essentially become the dictator. That is what he wants America mm-hmm. to become. And I think, unfortunately, there are some men who relate to that sort of quote-unquote masculinity, mm-hmm. and that is what has got them all excited. But guess what? He does not care about any of these people. It is all about a group of people that is going to get there, like the oligarchs of Russia, and take control and enrich themselves further and further while the poor of this country become poorer and poorer. Mm-hmm. He's going to take away the so-called Obamacare, mm-hmm. And they don't understand that Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act is the same, and that is what has gotten them insured right now. So they have already planned to take that away. They have plans to cut Social Security and Medicaid. Obviously, I think for immigrants, I don't think they understand the difference. When Donald Trump talks about immigrants, he talks about all immigrants. It's yes. not just undocumented immigrants that are going to be deported. Mm-hmm. After they're done with them, don't you think they're coming for you? They have said that, made that very clear, because they're very afraid of the growing immigrant voting bloc in this country.
Yes.
And that is exactly why they feel that they need to denaturalize all of us and send us back, or take away at least our voting rights. That is really the critical key. And when you've got somebody as evil as Stephen Hitler Miller in there, mm-hmm. We don't know what could happen, because he is the architect of all of this.
Yes.
Donald Trump has some seriously dark architects behind the scene who have presented an agenda going forward for the next 4 years if he should win this election. And I think everybody should be very afraid. You have to be extremely afraid and vote like your life depended on it, because it certainly does. You know, Rasklam, I understand the frustration with the Democratic Party. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I have no party affiliation whatsoever because of that reason. You know, Joe Biden inherited a crap economy from Donald Trump. Let's not forget that.
Indeed.
But I think the Democrats have failed on messaging throughout. And that is part of the problem where you see this close election. Mm-hmm. because, you know, they have done so much, but they still don't talk about it. And I don't understand why that is. You know, the other issue that we have is this administration support of Israel and the war. And that has created a big fracture with voters in the Democratic Party, because the administration is showing a complete bias. And that is part of the hit back that Kamala Harris is getting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think with those issues, it is why. But we also have to understand there is a bigger evil at play. And however much we're disappointed, like I was, and upset about the administration's support mm-hmm. of the war that has killed thousands mm-hmm. in Gaza mm-hmm. and now in Lebanon, I also had to come to that decision of, you know, choosing the person that I think would protect my rights as a woman and as an immigrant in this mm-hmm. country. And I chose Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. I'm an independent voter. I have no party affiliation, but I chose her because I am a never Trumper.
Indeed.
And between those two candidates, obviously you have to choose the candidate that will represent your rights, even mm-hmm. if you don't feel it will be fully represented. At least they'll have 80%. And that is what you look for in a partner or in life, you know. And so I think that is how people have to look at this election. They have to look at who will mostly represent them, who will have their best interests at heart, who will uphold the Constitution and democracy in this country, and who can you mostly relate to? Can you really say that you relate to Donald Trump?
It's
can
sad.
You really say that? Is a Caribbean roots woman. Mm-hmm. You know, she's mm-hmm. a black woman. She mm-hmm. has also Indian roots. Her parents are stellar immigrants. We all understand education and how that plays with immigrants. Her parents excelled in that in their field.
Indeed.
This is somebody that you can really understand. You can think of her as a cousin, as a sister,
indeed.
As a friend.
Indeed.
You know?
Indeed.
She has that relatability. For the first time in our history, we have someone who we can really relate to.
Indeed.
And I think we need to make sure that she becomes president of this country.
Indeed. I am going to end on this note, Felicia. And you know, it's the week before the election. And next week, Saturday morning, I would love for you to come back at the same time so we can talk about the election. It doesn't matter who wins, but we have to discuss this. But here's something I want to say. You know, you mentioned your disappointment in the Kamala Harris, the Joe Biden Kamala Harris team. I don't think it's a Democratic problem. I think we have been conned. I think it's an American problem. So when they talk about the Democrat support of Israel? No. I totally disagree. It's America's support of Israel. I guarantee you, if there was a Republican president in office, they would support Israel the same way the Democratic Party supports Israel. They will support the same movement that's taking place in Russia. All this is just a talk. Donald Trump, the last time around, promised that he was going to build a wall. And Mexico was going to pay for the wall. Did they pay for any wall? They didn't
Absolutely
pay for
not.
They didn't pay for any wall. Donald Trump said he has good friends in Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin. They played him like dominoes. And nobody said nothing. This has nothing to do. The messaging is because America has a problem. America has a problem with certain individuals. And the way they present the message in Felicia, it makes us believe that this is an independent or this is a Green Party or this is a Republican problem. Now, I've been over this. This is an American problem. And we need to wake up and realize, look at the Affordable Care Act. It came straight out of a Republican governor, Governor Mitt Romney, up in Massachusetts. And it worked well in Massachusetts. But as soon as Barack Obama presented universal health care for America, because he's a Democrat, all of a sudden, it's no longer universal health care or affordable health care. It is called the Obamacare. Something is seriously wrong with that. And this is where we need media that can defend certain things and that can talk about certain things. You know, it's very serious. But again, go out and vote this coming Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. Early voting ends here in New York and New Jersey and other states today. I think you could vote. No, you cannot vote tomorrow. Or you may be able to vote tomorrow, yes. But after tomorrow, no more early voting. We have to exercise that franchise that we do have to vote. Felicia Pissard, I thank you so much, and I do hope that Saturday morning coming, we could have a conversation of having our first female president in the White House, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Rasclam.
On that note, thank you so much, Felicia Pissard. One love, one love. Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of our Kamala Harris series. That was Miss Felicia Pissard, veteran journalist, who joined us this morning.